Let's bring in Andy Lindahl. Covers the Broncos, sideline reporter for KOA in Denver. And first of all, give us a little feel for what that city's like today, Andy.
Well, you kind of mentioned the elephant in the room. I would say 90% of Bronco fans are ecstatic, and the 10% of Bronco fans that were Bronco fans just because of number 15 are angry and flooding our inbox with all that they're going to do, including never rooting for the Broncos again. But for the most part, the people that love the team say this has to place up there with the draft or the trade for John Elway.
Hey, you didn't have to bring that up. We're in Baltimore. We remember that trade.
Yeah. I apologize about that. But that, you know, just talking timeline.
Sure.
The real Bronco fans are putting it in the top five moments of all time for this franchise right now.
Oh, I agree. What an upgrade. But there is still that faction, right, that felt like Tim Tebow was a special guy. And even if it is Peyton Manning, they're upset.
Yeah, but you know what? See, that faction is, frankly, and I'll just say it because I hope I'm done with them, they drive me crazy. I've had enough of it. You can't talk football around some of the hardcore Tim Tebow fan base. And I think it's really too bad because I think they're the ones that are making life tougher at times for Tim Tebow. I'm going to be real curious to see, you guys were kind of talking about it before you brought me on the air, what are you going to do with Tim Tebow? Well, I think that Denver's going to go ahead and trade him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to be done with the booing if he doesn't play, and the instant anger at scrimmages if Tim Tebow isn't first in the rotation, and some of the things that hardcore fan base bring in, they can be so loud, even though I think they're the smaller of the group, that I just think it causes problems for Tim, and I hope they can all relax, because I think this kid can play football. I don't know that it's necessarily a starting quarterback all the time for a team, but he's a football player. He could be a role player and maybe one of the best to ever come down the pike, but his fan base has got to show they're not going to make life miserable if he isn't number one in the rotation before he gets another chance.
So you're calling this group kind of the fringe element, right? They're pretty loud, but
not a lot of them. There's plenty of good football fans that know what Tim Tebow is and still appreciate it for him. Look, even though the guy, he's probably at least 2 years away from taking another crack, in my opinion, at being a starting quarterback again, but he's a great kid. He's an asset to the community. He's a gamer. He's a gutty player. He answers the bell when it needs to be answered. We all know how important that can be. There's plenty of guys that look perfect in the position, and when it breaks down in the last 2 minutes or third down and inside the red zone, they can't answer the bell. Frankly, Kyle Orton had some of those problems. But the reality is, there are three quarters of a football game that I watched for five or six games last year where it was just too hard. Offense is not meant to be that hard, and that's how it felt at times. Even in that great Chicago Bear win last year, they had three quarters where it was just too hard to move the football, and until he can improve his accuracy and he can hit receivers in stride and he's reading the defenses quickly, he's got some learning to do before he can be a starting quarterback.
I guess the big question everybody wants to know is, when does Peyton Manning end up on South Park? Because that's got to be coming up pretty soon, I think.
Probably next week or the week after.
The question I have for you is, looking at Denver, what other moves do you see them making to coincide with this Peyton Manning move? Because everybody always assumes that he's just bringing over some friends from Indy, and you know, maybe they'll have Dallas Clark in, Jacob Tammy, Jeff Saturday. Those are names that have been rumored. Any other deals that you think are imminent outside of Colts, former Colts players?
I don't know right now. The kind of buzz that grew last Friday, and guys, as you're probably well aware of and dealing with it yourself, there's plenty of great Twitter rumors out there. Trying to get to the source of these Twitter rumors has been a nightmare, especially through this Peyton Manning saga. But some people suggested maybe the Broncos think about a Mike Wallace move and give up their 25th overall pick, let the Steelers have it, and try to take Mike Wallace from the Steelers in order to have the deep threat for Manning. It's a move that makes sense, but we've got to digest the numbers of Manning's contract first. We've got to see what kind of cash the Broncos still have to spend. And I don't know if that move is going to happen or not. Peyton Manning makes good receivers a lot better. Look what he did for Pierre Garçon if he's in his regular form, and I think that's what the Broncos are expecting after signing him to his contract. So we will wait, and we'll see how it plays out. I do think the Saturday thing has legs. NFL Network is reporting he's scheduled to meet with the team. The weakness in their offensive line was the center position. They got a good young guy in J.D. Walton playing there, but I think that's a guy that could be a great backup center, maybe even give you some reps at trying to start from the left guard position if you needed to. So Saturday makes sense. They lost tight end Daniel Fells to the Patriot, a guy that I personally was hoping they'd hang on to, and I think the team wanted to hang on to him, but he got an offer from New England and he jumped on it. So I think Dallas Clark would make sense. We'll just wait and see how it plays out right now. But I think they're going to have to look at more defensive additions. They want to get defensive tackle Broderick Bunkley back, who was visiting the Saints. So we'll see if they can pull that move off. I think they'd still like to add another linebacker and maybe possibly another corner into that secondary.
Andy, here's a question of the day for you. Is Frank Trpucka's 18 safe, or is Peyton going to rip that right down from the rafters and put it on?
You know, I think Frank Trpucka would gladly show up and pull it down for him. He's already said that he's willing to let Peyton wear 18. I don't know where the buzz is coming from, but the rumor is he's going to wear 16. So let's wait and see. I believe that was his number at Tennessee. Let's just see how that plays out. Hopefully we're expecting for us it'll be an early afternoon. For you folks on the East Coast, it'll be more of a 3:30 maybe. 4 o'clock press conference tomorrow, and I guess we'll see what jersey number they roll out then.
Wouldn't you be worried, I mean, after looking at Frank Trpucka's numbers, that if he did pull the jersey down from the rafters, he might give it to the other team? I mean, that guy threw quite a few interceptions in his
career. Come on now, go easy on Frank. He's 84.
He's still got
We'll see. Now, look, I just don't want any Michael Jordan scenario where he shows up at the Wizards and he's wearing a new number.
Yeah.
Looking the same as the guy you remembered. As long as that doesn't play out, I don't care what he wears. He can wear 99.
Quickly, let's leave it at this, Andy. Do you see any gamble in this move for the Broncos? From here, it looks like a no-winner. Apparently, there's going to be protection against an injury built into the contract. Do you see any downside to this move for the Broncos and Elway?
You know what? I think it really depends on what you think of Tim Tebow. I've expressed some of my doubts, and I just like to say I hope Tim Tebow makes it. I hope he's successful. I think he's something the NFL needs. I get why fans are drawn to him because, again, he is a fantastic kid. He was fun to cover. But if you think that Tim Tebow is still a couple years away and you're not even sure what you're going to get then, and he continued to bring the circus to town, again, not of his own doing, but because of just how the fans demanded that he played, then I don't think there is a gamble here. I think there's a slight gamble that maybe Peyton doesn't get back to the form that he was in, and like you said, if the money is protected, then I think you're okay taking that chance, and I think it allows the Broncos, if Peyton doesn't work out, to go find the next guy that John Elway is clearly comfortable with, because I don't think he was comfortable with Tebow. But if you're a Tebow fan, and again, we've heard from plenty of them, this is a sad day for them, and if Peyton doesn't work out, you're going to have a very angry fan base on your hands. But you know what? I think it's worth the risk, guys, because by all indications, they're not going to throw $90 to $100 million at him unless they're really comfortable with where he's at in his rehab.
Andy, thanks for the visit. I want you to bust out the Frank Trpucka first thing at the press conference. We'll be watching tomorrow. Make sure Frank's taken care of in this.
I will make sure that Frank...
At least get him a Rolex or something if he takes the 18, right?
Well, I won't buy the Rolex, but I'll suggest it. How about that?
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Take care, guys.
Andy Lindahl.